And thanks guys so much for coming out. Looking forward to doing another Shear. Super, super excited. And this one particularly is one you got to stay awake for. This is, I think, mission critical, like mamish. So tonight we're talking about being Toko Kavaro. Does your inside match your outside? Okay? It's going to be a deeper idea. You might have seen these Gemaras, you might have seen these Psukim, but we're going to be particularly focusing on what in the world does it mean for our inside to match our outside? How does that hashkafically apply to our lives? And how do we grow? We're going to get real with ourselves. And most of the people in the room are not married, so this would be very good for you for holding on to, keeping in your back pocket for when you are. And we're going to really just dive into it straight out of the gate. So first we're going to look at the pasuk that brings this all to bear. In look at the source sheet, it's Shmot 25:11 in Terumah. It's going to be about the Aron, right? So regarding the Aron, the pasuk says that the inside and outside have to be gold. It says, "Vitzipita oto zahav tahor mibay to machut tetzapenu vaasita alav zer zahav saviv." You shall cover it with pure gold, from inside and outside. You shall cover it, and you shall make on it a golden diadem, a crown, all around. So the Gemara in Yoma expands upon this idea. What is this? What is it referring to? We're going to get very real tonight, boys. Mi bayit umechutz titzapenu. On that pasuk we just read, from inside and outside you shall cover it. Amar Rava, Rava says, kol talmid chacham she'ein tocho kavaro, eino talmid chacham. Amar Rava, Rava says, kol talmid chacham she'ein tocho kavaro, eino talmid chacham. Rava says, any Talmud Chacham whose inside is not like his outside is not a Torah scholar. If your insides don't match your outsides, you can know all the Torah in the world, but Rava will not call you a Talmud Chacham, based on the Gemara in Yoma 72.
This is why we don't wear black hats in Yeshiva.
Listen. So like this. So important insight number one on the source sheet, yeah? Like the Aron, which housed the Luchot and had gold on the inside and gold on the outside, a Talmud Chacham houses the Torah. And it must also have gold on his inside and outside. Yeah? Okay. Rav is teaching us, at least this is my understanding of it as I put on here, Rav is teaching us that having gold on the inside and outside means having our inside match our outside. We're gonna dive into what that means. We're going to try to open it up tonight. I'll take questions after we go through all the sources and expound upon things just to make sure we're there. But I want to go weiter through our sources and then open it up also for a conversation to deeply appreciate this. Because depending on how we think, we might have just thought a Talmud Chacham is a person who knows a whole lot of Torah. But ultimately, if he isn't reflecting that on the outside, in whatever light or whatever vision or whatever you could imagine, we're losing something.
Sure.
There's something's mamish lacking. So now, there's a very famous Gemara we're going to see in Brachas. The Gemara is in Brachas 28a. It's in the fourth parak. It's the big dialogue. So like this: Shahaya Rebben Gamliel Machriz Vaomer. And it was that Rebben Gamliel would say, he would proclaim and say, Machriz Vaomer, Kol Tamed She'em Toko Kavaro Lo Yikanes Levet HaMedrash. Kol Talmud she'ein toko kavaro lo yikanes levet ha-medrash. Any student whose inside is not like his outside, he's not allowed to enter the study hall. So let's understand what's happening here. The Gemara is talking about basically Rebbe Gamliel being deposed. If you've seen this Gemara, it's a very famous Gemara. He's being deposed as a result of what he's done to Rebbe Yoshua and how he's mistreated him over time. But his mantra at the time when he was the Nasi was that if you didn't have your inside match your outside, you weren't even allowed to go to the Beis Medrash to study there. And then what ultimately happens is he is deposed, and then they bring in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and they allow for all these people to come in and learn. So we say his rule was abolished when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took over. And as a result, there was a tremendous influx of Yidden who came to learn Torah. And so on that day, the Gemara tells us that hundreds of benches were added, same Gemara, were added to the Beis Medrash to accommodate all who came to learn. And not only that, but also Aduyot, the whole Masechta of Aduyot was learned, right? And an unrivaled clarity emerged from all the learning. So you might think, wait a second here.
What was that last part of Aduyot? You mean the whole sefer was learned?
That's just what the Gemara says. It just happens to say that as a result of the door being open to allow so many more people in, there was an extra level of learning that happened. So much so that all of Aduyus was learned. And there was unrivaled clarity, and it was an amazingly great thing.
It's a very counterintuitive that more people means you're able to learn faster. You would think, oh, more people that you need to explain in a second to.
Or you might think that more people have the ability to then gain and learn from each other and bring something else out.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe the people that are coming that know something that nobody else knows.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds to be that great.
So now it looks like we should have a stira. In the beginning, I think it's great to be Tocha Chavaro, but now it looks like it isn't. Why does it look like it's not? Because they removed the rule, and then boom, all this Torah is being learned. So don't think that way. Why? What's the answer? No. The Gemara only is implying that Tocha Chavaro is not the best standard for admission to a Beis Medrash to learn Torah. Mm-hmm. Who are you objectively to try to determine if this guy is Tocha Chavaro? Problem. So it might not be like the best admissions test for others to judge who should really learn in their particular Beis Medrash, but being Tocha Chavaro, meaning having your insides match your outsides match your inside, it's a phenomenal yardstick that we have to measure ourselves by. Meaning, don't think that this removes the understanding that a Talmid Chacham still has to be Tocha Chavaro. He does. It's just that maybe somebody shouldn't be evaluating another individual if he's Tocha Chavaro or not, because you might come to lose out on so many people that could come in. It's not the easiest standard to evaluate other people by, but you should definitely strive to evaluate yourself by it.
You can't know someone else's insight, you know.
You got it. Yeah. And maybe we could, Don Lachavzuk would say, back then, like, you know, they were really on a Madrig. But even the Gemara tells you, hey, and then we see also in that very same Gemara, he has a dream and thinks like, oh no, this is so horrible. And they show him a vision of like it actually being good. But in the end, it says none of that was just to appease him and make him think that it was a good standard. It actually was not. But they want him to be okay. Yeah? So it's important to understand that using that as an admissions test, so to speak, is not the best standard. But here we have a whole entire sugya that we're going to open up and also even have a dialogue tonight about. Usually it's very, I'm going to speak a lot, but I also want to hear what y'all have to say. That's why I made the source sheet smaller. That's why we're going to do a smaller share, hopefully a bigger discussion, because this is crucial to everything. And so really, what's it mean for your inside to match your outside? So I'm going to go through a few things, but I want to hear what y'all have to say too, because this is everything, Rabosai. When you're on a date, when you're living a married life, when you're with your kids, when you're davening, when you're at home on the computer, who are you? Are you the same? Are you different? So I say being consistent in public and in private. We have to do that. How are you at home versus when you're out of the house? So this is a classic case. Case number one. You have a big Baal Chesed outside of the house. This person is known to be the most amazing, generous, giving, and loving person, right, in the community. But he's a grumpy despot at home. Not good. I don't know anybody like this. I'm just giving you a hypothetical, right? But think about a person like that. He could be giving so much externally and putting himself out there so much that all he has time to do at home is be there for himself or order people around or not be there for his kids. That's not being Tocha Chavaro, no matter how much Torah you know or how much of a Baal Chesed you are. Huge problem. His outside world is not lining up with his internal world. Case number two. Let's say you're a working guy and you're the big boss man at work, right? Not the wrestler, but in this case, like the actual big boss man. You're the one who's in charge of all these people and you're beloved by all your employees and you're actively working hard and you're out there and you're going and you're working and you're like the man and you make things happen. But at home, when it's 6 o'clock at night, 7 o'clock at night, whatever it might be, you're a couch potato and you're sitting there waiting for your wife to serve you and hoping that your kids will maybe like give you a foot massage. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? That's not the way to be. And we have Torah sources that we just opened up to see. Being Tocha Chavaro is a big deal. Hashkafically, you have to have this in your tool belt. It can't just be that I'm myself over here and then I let my hair down when I get home. I'm a different person. And as a single guy, you might be like, of course, I'm myself no matter where. When you're a married guy, when you look in your house, and when you open that door after hard days of work, you can't be expected to think like, oh, you know what, I'm here now for everybody to take care of me. The Adarab. All that stuff you did outside, you now have to do inside. If you're the big boss man and you're like rocking the house, leading the way, you gotta do the same thing in your house. You have a chiyuv to do it. So now, important note. You could say, lo lishma bo lishma, Bob. Reb Bob, I'm gonna say lo lishma bo lishma. I'm outside of the house and I come back in, and you know what? Lo lishma bo lishma. You know, as long as I'm trying. No, don't fool yourself. Don't use lo lishma bo lishma as an excuse. I'll get there. You gotta be real with yourself. It can't be that you deny the reality that you're not actually where you need to be. Right? You have to be real with yourself. If you're not real with yourself, you miss the whole entire thing. Don't use it as an excuse to be a hypocrite. Because if you say, yeah, well, you know what? This is hard to do. I'm not able to get there yet. Don't use that as an excuse to assume I don't have to ever get there. I'll never have to be like this. It's one thing to say, I understand that it's challenging. It's challenging. It's challenging. But you have to still be on a path to try and be real with yourself. In Judaism, you have to be real with yourself. If you're not holding in a particular place, you're not holding there. You're not. And you have to know that. You could try to get to a certain place, but if you're not there yet, be real with yourself. I'm trying to get there, but I'm real that I'm not actually here, and I'm still looking to grow. So now, one of the biggest takeaways we have to say here is that the big piece of all these sources before we open it up for discussions, questions, and things like that to make it come alive, we need to have our inner internal world reflect our outer world. Who we are at home needs to match who we are in the outside world and vice versa. So big caveat is that, of course, you can have a private space with your wife. Yeah, nobody is saying that you can't have a private space, but don't have a private life. Your life is the same life that you're leading, right? The things that we do privately, they don't necessarily need to become public. But who we are, that has to match up and be consistent everywhere we go, no matter what. And so people might think this is a Dover Pashut. People might think that this isn't a challenge, but it really is. It really is. Because when you go out to the workplace, you're going to come home to your house, and you're going to think like, you know what? I need to relax now. I'm going to let my hair down. Maybe I would never say this to my boss, but I'll say this to my wife. Maybe I'll spout off that comment that I didn't want to say, you know, in this setting. And I'll do that over here and they'll spill it over here. That's just fine. It's not. We always have this secular notion of letting your hair down. That never happens in life. It's not allowed to happen in life. And I'll say it like this. When you let your hair down, you let your meetup down. You let your friends down. You let your family down. Can you be relaxed and chilled out? For sure. You have to be. But you always have to have your midos in check. You can't ever spill it over. So let's go back. What do we mean by we have to have gold on the outside and gold on the inside to be like the Aron? Means that we have to be consistent in our life. We have to be real with ourselves. Nobody's saying be perfect, right? We want to be gold. We might not get there. But we want to strive to have gold on the outside and the inside. But whoever you are, wherever you are, on whatever madriga, reflect that both internally and externally. If you're not a guy who's holding by learning, you know, Shnayim Mikra, let's say you're not. You don't do Shnayim Mikra. Don't start spouting off as if you do to other people. Perfect example. Or don't start pretending to be something you're not. Or don't try to put forth a front of being one way and then not another way. That's one dynamic. Another dynamic of this is, out in the public, I'm a certain way, and nobody would ever know that I have this totally hidden reality in the internet, you know, behind closed doors on Discord or on whatever it might be, and I'm involved in all these things that nobody else but Hashem and I know about. It's a private world that you've created and built up that no one has any clue about, but it's filled with toxicity. Make sure that you are gold on the inside and on the outside, and that has to line up. That's another dimension. The third dimension is essentially when you're Toho Kavaro, that brings you calm, it brings you peace, and it brings you a level of just calmness. There's no fakeness in your life. There's no nonsense in your life. You just are the person you're supposed to be. And there's a level of reality that you can be. And so although it might not be the best entrance test to the Beis Medrash, it's the best entrance test for judging who you are. And as we go into Tisha B'Av, and as we're going to go weiter and to get into Elul, you need to be real with yourself. Are we on the inside who we are putting forth on the outside? That could be in clothing, that could be in dress, but much more deeply, it's how we speak, how we interact with people, and the front that we put up. So let's open it up. Questions, comments, add on.
You're kind of discounting the lowly shema, bala shema thing. It's like, it's really not the thing to be doing. But to make everything match, you're either going to have to fix up your toko real quick, or let your bala just drop down to whatever depth the toko is. So, like, I really think there's a strong place here for the lowly shema, bala shema, that otherwise you're in an impossible situation or an actively damaging one.
Nice. So let's say like this. Let's just make a caveat again, right? You have to be real. I didn't say lo lishma bo lishma is out the window, right? Uh-huh. We said you need to be true to who you are. Don't fool yourself. Don't think that when you're doing something lo lishma, you're actually doing it lishma. Meaning don't think that when you're putting yourself out there externally to do A, and when you're actually be at home, that like you've actually made it. You didn't bridge the gap yet. You didn't arrive. You still have to be real with the lo lishma bo lishma. Does that help? Meaning no one's saying don't do lo lishma bo lishma. You need to, in order to bridge the gap between the real and the not real genuineness of who you are.
But emphasis on that bo lishma rather than the lo lishma.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
So a lot of the cases you bring are sort of in the case where outside you're bringing yourself out to be higher than on the inside life is the other way, but is there anything to be said about the other way? Let's say,
sure.
Like when you go back, if I'm talking to like my high school friends, or even if I go back to my family, I might downplay a little bit my sort of where I'm holding religiously, right? Just cause not to freak them out or something like that.
So I wouldn't think that that's not this. Meaning, if I get the question right, it's in terms of your observance right now in the world of halakha, the world of spirituality, right. And I don't think not advertising that is against this. If you stopped wearing tzitzes in front of them, mm-hmm. it would be. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you stopped actively being right. you, you're right. You don't have to go bragging, right?
Right, right. No,
most people won't, right? You don't have to say, you know what I learned ABC on.
Sure, but
you want to be relatable for sure.
Like, let's say the difference between saying about the way I would normally say it, and then say it maybe quieter and much quicker,
Fine. Okay. Fine. I think that there's room for this. And there's a level of consistency. You're still doing it, right? You're just not broadcasting it. You're saying the bracha that you're saying is not...
Right.
Yeah, you're doing that mm-hmm. in a way of reflecting who you are. Because you also have this matzav mm-hmm. of what's going on in life, and you don't want to, you don't want to undermine other people. You don't want to make them feel awkward or weird. And so the you who is you is now in a different environment, mm-hmm. but still you.
Okay.
As long as you are you in a different environment, I'm fine with that.
Right.
Any pushback? You're more than welcome to say.
I mean, okay. No, I have to think about
you hear?
It. I have to think.
Meaning, as long as you're internally consistent and externally consistent, it's fine. Your insides match your outsides. And we said that also when it came to, you can have a private space, right? What you do privately doesn't always have to come out. In fact, it shouldn't when you're a married man.
Right.
And you also the things that happen with your kids. Not everything has to go up on your name, fill in the blank, out of new social media, but fill in the blank of whatever your social media account is, right? It doesn't. You have to, but you will have to be you wherever you are. Make sense?
Okay.
Cool. All right. Anybody else? What else?
Someone be aware, like if a person is not learning all day, is it appropriate for them to be wearing a white shirt, or should they just be wearing like a colored shirt, as opposed to show that they're not necessarily in each, learning full time or something?
Beautiful. So all that opens up the door. The question was, for anyone listening on the recording, the question was, should your attire in the world of wearing black and white change if you're not a full-time learner? I'll say no. not at all. You as long as you are putting yourself out as a person who is yeshivish, who is a ben Torah, who wants to grow, and everyone at the shul you go to, or a lot of the people the shul you go to reflects that. If that's who you are, that's who you are, right? There's nothing that says wearing black and white is full-time learning. No way. There's a lot of people at the Aguda in this shul, right at the Aguda, who are working people who shtag their brains out, and they aren't full-time learners, right? And so I think that that's very important to know. Yeah, I don't think there's anything inconsistent there when it comes to dress. If however you are not holding in, I don't even want to say holding there. Rav Beidish might be a little annoyed if I say this, he's going to listen to it. I don't think you have to wear black and white necessarily if that's not where you're holding. And I don't want to say, you're right. And I don't want to say holding in that certain spot, because you got to be real you. Should you hopefully maybe get to a place where you are maybe hopefully thinking about it? If you are yeshivish, if that's who you really are, but you can't try to put a square peg in a round hole, or a round peg in a square hole. If that ain't you, it ain't you. And you should be happy about that. That was last week. Shiran Hashkaf is lining up. And what about this? You can be who you are. And I know mighty stark people who could learn everybody under the table, even myself in this room, who wear blue. Yeah, the color of your shirt is not gonna matter one iota when you go to Shemayim. And if you noticed way back in the day before all this happened, this, and for the record, I wear black and white every day, but this attire is more of a statement about who you associate with, more so than who you really are. I'll say it again. The clothing choice you have in the from world is more about who you associate with, more so than who you really are. Cool.
Save the turban for it, huh?
Sparty.
I'm sure I heard somewhere that, like, the to describe yourself in, like, the more positive terms, like, at the time, it may have been, like, I'm somebody who goes to chakras. I just haven't, you know, like, today I didn't go, and also yesterday, but whatever. Like, you know, it's, like, the essence of you are someone that does this, but you've been failing at that, and now it's a question of schlepping your toe up to the bar.
Very good. So what's the question?
Or no, schlepping the bar. How does this work?
However it is, you want your inside to match your outside, you want your outside to match your inside.
Yeah.
What's the question, though? What's the question here?
I don't know anymore.
So say it like this. I hear what you're saying, and for example, I've seen this before, like with the Shidduch resume. Yeah, he's Kovei Itim on Thursdays. Like, but it doesn't say that part, you know? He learns. He's a learning guy. He has a time set every single day to learn, but only on Thursdays. But doesn't say they only on Thursdays. But that's not Tohu Varo. That is a lie. And I'm going to call it out, right? Or a person who says I'm a learner. I'm a full time learner. But he's getting coffee every 5 seconds that he's in the kollel, and he's not even. You're not a learner. You go to kollel and drink coffee. You can do the same thing in the workplace. Yeah. So you got to be careful. But you got to be real with yourself. And it's one thing to be that person and then say, but I'm still trying to grow and I am doing lo lishma bo lishma. Yeah. But at the same time, be real with yourself of who you are. And it's okay to be who you are. God made you that way. The Eibishter puts you in the matzav you're in for a reason. And it's very important for you to know that. It's very important for you to grow and to see that. We have to be real in order to know where we want to get to. We start with the real, and that's how you get to the ideal. You have to see who you are in order to know where you want to go. And so, like you're saying, Sam, oh, I go to chakras and I do this. Well, on Mondays and Thursdays, I go to chakras. No, wait. And it could very well be the lolishma bolishma part. But you have to know who you really are, and don't go putting something on a resume or whatever it might be if it's going to not actually be be'emet.
This is really more about, like, phrasing your aspirations in terms of identity. I am someone who does shalach akein. I just don't have a bird's nest right now.
You didn't just say you hope to do it. You're looking forward to being able to do it, yeah? I think a lot of this could also be mental. A lot of being real, which is essentially this schmooze, is be real with yourself. Have it be that your insides match your outsides. You have to be real. And like you were saying, Daniel, you were saying, sometimes my insides might seem to be the gold. My outsides, I might have to put forth that maybe I'm just... No, be you, you're gold, right? You could say the bracha in front of your family, it's fine, right? make sure you use DOS, right? You don't want to be that loud, flaming FFB and all that. But at, BT, but at the same time, you got to be really who you are. And so I think that's the schmooze. And sometimes less sources are more sources. And when you can appreciate where you're holding and grow, you'll see it.
Wait, say that point again.
Sometimes less sources are more.
What does that mean?
It means that we have only a pasuk and two gemaras tonight versus other times. Mm-hmm. But I think we have 3 days worth of reflection to do.
Got it.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
We have a real cheshbon and nefesh to do. Do my insides match my outsides? Right? It's nice to be learning halacha. It's nice to be studying Gemara. But you got to do a cheshbon and nefesh on your life and who you are. And you really have to open it up and say, I'm going to take 5 minutes today to just think, am I real with myself and with others and the world? Am I toho kavaro? Do my insides match my outsides? Am I fronting in a certain sense? And I also want to say one last piece. It's not just am I a hypocrite? Because you could be hypocritical in one area of your life. This is being hypocritical vis-a-vis both areas of life. Meaning you could be a hypocrite externally, right? I can on the outside in the workplace expect something of somebody else that I'm not myself going to do. Or I might be really annoyed that that guy giving shear isn't giving shear on the topic I want to give on, right? But he would never step up to give the shear, right? Whatever it might be. The other side is all, right? That's just hypocrisy externally. Uh-huh. You need to have an understanding that being toho kavaro is not being hypocritical across the board always. It's also not having the internal world of who you are being hypocritical towards the external aspect of who you are. The most important thing is, this isn't my schmooze. This is the Torah. The Aron Kodesh had to be like this. It had to be like that. And we're saying, again, Rava, the great Rava, anybody who isn't Toho Kavaro, any Torah scholar who isn't Toho Kavaro isn't a Torah scholar. Why? Because a necessary component of getting the crown of Torah also is being real with who you are. And if you can't be real, if you can't have your insides match your outsides, then you can't call yourself a Torah scholar. So we should be zocha to think on this, to grow from it, to appreciate who we really are, who we really need to be. And yes, Sam Kramer, we want to make sure that our lolishma bolishma is in place, but we need to be real with that level of our lolishma bolishma. And we should ultimately be gold on the outside and gold on the inside. Thank you guys for listening.